DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
He lit into them.
Yeah.
I give him credit, man. He was like when I was lighting into the Mets on Monday morning.
That's right.
And he let them have it. And
then you could feel it. I mean, you could feel it from both fan bases. And you're right. I think you're exactly right. We're not going to be here after 4th of July weekend, but, man, there is going to be one pissed off fan base.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
They got the same record?
Yeah, and really, which is still pretty good considering the way that the season has gone. But it's just been such a struggle, as you mentioned, how bad June was for the two of them. So, yeah, I mean, and now you got the Yankees getting blown out in their first game against Toronto. You got the Mets in a tough spot with the doubleheader, and now Clay Holmes not going to pitch against the Yankees. Clay Holmes is about the only guy you trust right now because David Peterson's last couple of starts have been bad. Yeah, I mean this is a stretch here that's going to define who they are if they don't start getting healthy soon. And the fact that Manaea had a setback, and the fact that Kodai Senga usually takes forever to get back out and get healthy and pitch. I mean, they've got a long way to go to survive this. And Francisco Lindor's got to wake up, and those three guys need to be hitting at the same time because the pitching's going to stink. It's going to stink for a while.
Well, but by the way, you know, so on Friday, July 4th, it's going to be Blackburn versus Stroman.
Yeah, I mean, that's not exactly, you know, Roger Clemens against Pedro Martinez.
I know that was what I'm saying. So that should be an offensive game. And then it's going to be Montas and Rodon. And then after that, the Mets don't have anybody right now to go against Fried. As a matter of fact, they haven't even announced the starting pitcher tonight in the second game of the doubleheader.
Yeah, this is
a 110-7-10 situation.
110-7-10 spot. Split doubleheader, split admission.
Yeah.
One of those, I guess the tickets to last night's game are obviously for the 110 game today where you get a rain check, one of those deals.
That would suck. You go to the 110 game and then, you know, you're a season ticket holder. You come back for the 7-10 game or you just go home?
I think it depends how far away you live and if they won the first game or not. If you're telling me I'm living in Corona, Queens, and I watch the Mets beat the Brewers 5-1 maybe go home, three S's, eat a little something.
Yep.
Back to the ballpark.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you're coming down from New Canaan.
Yeah, no shot. Okay. You go back home. You know, you did the 110, or maybe you just skip the 110, you go to the 710.
Coming from Aquabog.
Yeah. Aquabog is not going to be a place that you'd be doing that.
Right. What about Rocky Point?
Another one. Yeah. Northeast Long Island, not gonna happen.
Yeah.
Not going to be good. But yeah, so now.
If you're coming from Jersey.
Depends where you're in Jersey.
That's a man.
Well, still, it's sort of a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass. It has to be a pain in the ass.
What do you think the traffic's going to be like tomorrow when we leave? Is it going to be absolutely horrid?
No, I don't think it's going to be that bad. As a matter of fact, yesterday was not bad.
Yeah, but.
So I don't think it's going to be all that bad.
A lot of people took this week off.
Yeah.
And they're out at the vacation spots. However.
Get out of town.
Anybody else who is hanging around is out of here on Thursday. Everybody. So I still think it's going to be a rough one on Thursday. I think we're going to have a rough one. I think we're going to have a long one.
I appreciate that.
We're going to have a long one on Thursday.
When isn't there a rough one?
January.
Okay.
The entire month of January, nobody's on the roads.
Okay. On my way home yesterday, the turnpike decided they were going to do construction and close lanes on July 4th week heading towards the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
Your governor is screwing with you. He hates you people. He really does.
I don't understand. And listen, we're big infrastructure guys, as you say all the time. I understand the work needs to be done. But when you're going, you're doing work southbound on anywhere in New Jersey in the summer, or eastbound anywhere on Long Island in the summer, you better do that in the middle of the friggin' night.
Well, I mean, like, I got to give as mind-numbingly stupid as he was, you got to give him credit, and that's Andrew Cuomo, because, you know, between LaGuardia Airport, JFK Airport, UBS Arena, Jones Beach, and everything that he did down there, the bike paths all over the state of New York all came out of his office.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he got things done. The guy got a lot done. But he also did a lot to himself, and he ended up basically making a decision with his health department that cost many people their lives, and he'll never recover from that.
No. I mean, he hasn't yet to this point, so.
And he won't. I don't think, you know, should just do everybody a favor and get the hell out of the race.
Yeah. So, we will see how that whole thing pans out. We opened up the show talking about NHL and NBA free agency, the Knicks and the Rangers making some big moves. And the Islanders. If you want to listen to that, you can always go back on the free Odyssey app at 6 a.m. and hear the breakdown. But, you know, Tibbs was always criticized for not playing his bench. And the conversation we had was it a Tibbs thing or was it a roster construction thing? Now, they brought in this offseason, two guys who are going to, you would assume, get significant playing time. Jordan Clarkson being the first one, and then yesterday with Gershon Yabusele. So if Tibbs was still the coach, don't you think he'd be playing those guys? Don't you think the rotation would be more if they brought those guys in?
If that were the problem, if that ultimately was what got him fired, maybe he did, again, you never know what's going on behind closed doors. You never know what, a player may have said, an agent may have said to Leon Rose, who was representing, one of his players. I mean, his son represents what, Jalen Brunson? Or Mikal Bridges or somebody.
I think Carl Anthony Towns.
Or Carl Anthony Towns, okay. I mean, so his son is piped in. So if Carl Anthony Towns or somebody else is bitching and complaining about something, Leon Rose is going to know because he's got basically a mole.
Yeah, of course.
He's got his kid. And then, the fact that Rick Brunson is staying.
Yeah, and then Jalen quote tweeted that article and said, Rick Brunson expected to come back in the coaching staff. And Jalen was like, what? That's what he did. Little funny tweet.
Yeah.
What? Like he didn't know.
Yeah, like we're not shocked.
Yeah.
So, the new coach is basically going to play more players. And guess what? What that does? When other players play less, they score less and they don't make as much money if they don't have the numbers and they're not out there putting up the numbers. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
So you could create another set of issues unless you have the right people that understand their role in the team. Now, I think these two guys that they've signed sound like guys that understand their role.
Oh, yeah.
Clarkson was the sixth man of the year. back in what, 21 or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, 2021.
All right, so he's older, but you know, but he understands his role, and I would think this, the kid that they got from the Sixers, he's going to understand his role too. He's coming off the bench.
Well, also the money that they're getting paid says that. You know, I mean, right. they did not get huge contracts. They know what they are. And yeah, I mean, having guys like that that understand their role is great. So yeah, that's
it. Is Yabusele and Mitchell Robinson a formidable front line? Is there scoring coming out of that? I guess Yabusele would be the scorer.
Yeah.
But they also both would be good defenders and strong defenders.
Absolutely.
If they keep them together on the second unit.
Yeah. Well,
or do you move Mitchell Robinson to the first unit and bring in Josh Hart?
I would prefer that. I would like starting a game like that, quite frankly, having Mitchell Robinson start with Karl Anthony Towns.
So I would say you would think that, you know, Cameron Payne's probably gone.
Yeah.
Precious Achiuwa's probably gone.
Well, he is gone, yeah.
Landry Shamet's going to be gone. Lon Wright's going to be gone, maybe. Maybe they keep him. Maybe they liked him.
So, you know, Dadier, Diawara, Huck Porty, those guys, Kolick, those guys are going to be
They're going to stay here. They're going to stay here, yes.
Obviously, Deuce going to be here. So, yeah, but this is probably what the roster is going to be unless something crazy happens with Giannis or LeBron.
And if those two guys they just added are as good as people say they are and should be impactful, then, you know, this is your roster right here. Maybe one more player.
Yeah. So Dave McMenamin of ESPN, I think just got married to someone else at ESPN, Dave McMenamin. I saw that in a story.
There's two McMenamins.
Yeah. That's at ESPN.
Yeah.
The McMenamins. Congratulations to the McMenamins.
Are they in the same department, or is she in HR, or he in HR? What is it?
HR? You can't marry somebody in HR.
Why can't you marry somebody in HR?
I mean, it's just like one of those things. If you work at a place, you can't marry someone in HR.
Why not?
Because they frown upon that. The intra-office canoodling.
Yeah, but if you're in different aspects... Like this McMenamin character, he's probably works from home.
No, he's on TV.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he on TV via Zoom or is he going to
the
studio?
No, he's in a studio. Yeah. Dave McMenamin. Malika Andrews is who he married.
So it's Malika McMenamin now.
No, I think she still goes by Malika Andrews. Malika McMenamin is a little bit of a tongue twister. Don't give Hoffman that one. They have a stroke. So, yeah, Dave McMenamin and Malika Andrews. But anyway.
Not enough blood to the tongue.
So Dave McMenamin talked to Rich Paul.
Okay.
And Rich Paul said four teams have contacted him in the last 24 hours wanting to talk trades with LeBron.
Well, but wouldn't they have to call Pelinka? Why are they calling Rich Paul?
Come, you know the answer to that. You know the answer.
See, this is why maybe the Lakers do want to get rid of LeBron. Just get him out of the building. God,
I mean, if I were them, I mean, as great as he's been in his career, I would not want him back. I wouldn't. I mean, you're going to sit there and give me like an ultimatum on what to do?
Yeah.
You know, like, screw you. I'm going to go about this organization. You won us a bubble championship. Outside of that, you know, you force Bronny on top of us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's time to, you know, maybe unwind from that.
Unwind. Joe in Kinnelon, New Jersey. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Just listening on my way, driving from work. You guys are talking about can't marry HR.
Yeah.
Well, I did, and she got transferred.
Yeah, see? You can't be in the same. You cannot be, like, your husband, if you are the HR person, cannot be in the same work environment.
Did you guys know that that would happen?
No, we didn't really know what was going to happen.
I mean, she's in HR. How does she not know what's going to happen? HR is supposed to know what's going on.
Well, it's a smaller family company. We're, you know, close with the owners. We thought that everything would be all right. And everything was. But I think a transfer, just in case someone had to have an issue with me, you know.
Did someone have an issue with you and complain, and that's why she had to transfer? It was just like, we can't be having this in the building.
You know, there could have been some things that came up, and then they had to make a decision. So I think they mutually moved departments. So.
How did you end up messing around in HR?
Well, I was a hiring manager. We just started talking, and one thing led to another, and
bang, bang, boom.
Eventually got married.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all. I called off my wedding, married HR.
What?
Called off my previous. Yes, I was engaged.
Wow.
Well, at least you got the right girl. Yeah.
So you were engaged with how much longer was it to that wedding that was supposed to happen?
Oh, man, I don't know if I want to stay on air, but it was like 5 weeks.
Like, okay. And you called it off. How did you get the courage and or balls to have that conversation 5 weeks before the wedding?
Wasn't easy. But I knew it had to be done better before than after.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And was she blindsided by this, or did she kind of feel like something was going on?
I think she kind of felt like something was going on.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes it a little bit easier, but my goodness.
Yeah.
So now you're with your HR person.
HR person, two young girls, house. Happy family.
There you go. Awesome. So it worked out for you. Now, when she got transferred, was she mad about that? She would have preferred to stay where she was?
No, she was okay. She was fine with it.
Right. She stayed in HR, and she stayed together, in HR, and everything was good.
I think she was fine with her switch. Yeah. Overall, you know, moving to the different department, safety department. So it was fine.
Were you on the hook for all, like, the, I don't know who paid for it, but did you, like, when you cancel a wedding 5 weeks before, do you have to pay in full, like, the venue and the DJs and all that stuff?
I was on the hook for a lot of that cost. Yeah.
And all of it, not like all of it, not a deposit, just the full cost.
No, not the full cost, thankfully, for the venue, but everything else.
What about the woman's parents? Like, that's traditional. The woman's parents are paying for the wedding.
Yeah, did they have any?
Oh, that definitely wasn't going to happen here. No, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to. Yeah, come on. Think about that.
We were paying for the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, very good, Joe, and I appreciate you sharing that story. Have a great 4th of July weekend with your HR wife.
Former HR wife.
Oh, former HR.
Yeah, former HR.
Wait.
Well, he's still married.
Oh, now, are you confusing? Anymore. Yeah, I got you.
Now she's HR at home.
Yeah, HR somewhere else, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you can't expect, if you are the husband who's about, or the pre-husband, that calls off the wedding 5 weeks before, you couldn't go to the parents of the wife and say, I still expect you to pay.
Yeah, you would have to pay for the deposit at least.
You have to pay for everything.
Well, I mean, there's a deposit.
I mean, whatever.
And I'm sure all these different wedding venues have different rules as to when you can cancel, how much time out you got to cancel.
Yeah, whatever the cost was, he would have to, I think,
right.
And it wasn't even like he was like, hey, I can't go through with this. He didn't go through with it and was also with another woman who worked in HR at his company.
That's why I went to Matt and we had dinner and I said, blink if you're under duress. I just wanted to make sure that he wasn't.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that conversation 5 weeks before the wedding. Hey, I don't think we should do this. Man, oh man.
I'm sure there's more than that than we know.
No, I'm sure there is, yeah. And he's right, better before than after, right?
Like, we just found out that you could buy driver's license without even taking a driver's test and not even speaking English.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is true.
And that's probably been going on for years and years and years and years, and finally somebody caught on.
Yeah. I don't quite see the correlation there, but
I'm just saying, like, we never would have thought of it.
Yeah.
And now this guy calls in, talks about his HR wife.
Man. So, Al, you had a couple of engagements that were broken off, yes?
One that was broken off. One I asked again, and she didn't fall for that the second time.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. So, and how, there was no wedding date set, though, for you?
No.
Okay.
There was
Would
no
you
money
have had
spent.
A real boring wedding, you think?
Probably, yeah.
Well, not back then.
Yeah, back then I was a little more...
It was fun.
Interesting.
Yeah. A little more juice to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He's blacking out on vodka back in the day.
But I was wondering, like, with this guy, now the new wife, the HR woman, she must be very suspicious of him because he'd be like, oh, I'm not talking other way. Well, really, because you were engaged when we were talking at work.
Yep. I would imagine that that's what she's thinking. Although it could be one of these rare situations where the two of them are just, we're like, it's soulmates. And he's like, listen, I got to be with you. This is the right thing. She was the wrong one. You're the right one. And they just feel there's a ton of trust there. But that's generally not the case.
I had a close friend that did almost the same thing.
Almost the same thing?
I mean, yeah, basically called off a wedding and ended up marrying somebody else. Yeah. Very happily.
Like right before?
I don't remember the actual time frame. I don't know. I don't think it was this close.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a wedding date actually set.
Fleegs, you ever think about calling off your wedding?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. Making sure we're good there. I watched that video back of you picking up Fleegs again. It was hilarious. So fun. The look on his face was just, hilarious.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Various.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We do have Jerry here, and he's got an update and moment of the day for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning to you. Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Usually at this point in the morning, game at 3 o'clock, why would I play the highlights? The Yankees lose to the Blue Jays 12-5. Well, I'll tell you why. We don't have much. So let's get to yesterday, where the Blue Jays did indeed have a couple of big long balls that sent them on their way.
And the pitch. Swung on, sent to center field, and hit well. Going back is Bellinger towards the 400 mark, and it is gone. Three-run homer, Andrés Giménez. You don't expect that from him.
No, light-hitting Andrés Giménez. Hey now. Yes, Dave Sims on the fan. That came after a bad throw by Jazz Chisholm, a couple of batters earlier that prolonged the inning, and then Max Fried winds up giving up the home run and made it 4-2. Later on, you had the catcher's interference by J.C. Ascara, prolonged type of inning, and then a base hit, and then you got the big hit from George Springer.
2-1, Weaver trying to get Springer the pitch. Swung on a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Going back, goodbye.
That's number nine.
George Springer having a day. He's driven in five. And Weaver gives up a grand slam.
And again, Dave and Susan on the fan. He drove in seven as he would tack on a two-run single, and 12-5 was the final. The Blue Jays within a game now of the Yankees atop the AL East. Ernie Clement drove in two, including the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh. There was a theme here in terms of not great defense at times, and of course the Blue Jays hit the hell out of the ball in big spots. Conversely, the Yankees did not. 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position. This, we don't play him, but this is the clip we were referencing earlier with Aaron Boone, where he looks angry when asked if he's concerned about his team.
I have concerns with everything. When we're going great, when we're not, and everything in between. I try to evaluate it not emotionally every day. The last two nights with runners in scoring position, feel like we've swung the bat pretty well and haven't got results.
And again, doesn't sound bad at all, but if you're watching it, he did look annoyed for sure. He can be annoyed because I think he was talking to J.C. Ascara the day before about a catcher's interference, and yet it happened again. Then you got the hit and the Springer grand slam. Here was Ascara.
It's on me. You know, I intend to get as close as possible, but obviously not letting that happen. So I was too close today. You know, didn't have my team win today or yesterday. Should have happened. But it's stuff that I could control. But I was just too deep in there trying to steal that low strike.
Mark Leiter suffered the loss. He was charged with two runs in a third of an inning because the two runs that were on base when the hits and the home run happened were essentially his responsibility, though it was Luke Weaver that gave up the big hits, and you know, just couldn't pitch out of the trouble.
I'm trying to get the ground ball in the next pitch and just finds the hole. So you run into a bad pitch there, a guy that's having a nice day, and yeah, the game gets away from you. So ultimately, I felt like I did a really good job not finding the middle of the zone until it was too late, but that's just something I'll have to live with.
And so the Blue Jays have taken the first two games of this four-game series. Now, we do need a ThriveWell player of the game, brought to you by ThriveWell Infusion. We'll give it to one Aaron Judge because he was perfect at the plate. 2-for-2, three walks, raises his average to .358. He is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by ThriveWell, your infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. Series continues later tonight. You've got Will Warren making the start for the Yankees. First pitch on the fan at 7:05. Meantime, you'll get a day-night doubleheader for the Mets and the Brewers after they were rained out on Tuesday. Clay Holmes, Freddie Peralta in the opener, and then later on tonight, Blade Tidwell taking on Jacob Mizorowski. Couple of young prospects, though Mizorowski has started much better. ERA of 1.133 and his three starts.
That's an understatement. He started much better.
A little bit. Tidwell 0-1, 10.13 ERA. Well, that's why you bet Tidwell on the Mets tonight.
Because that's baseball season.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Your final score from Citi Field, the Brewers 17. No, I'm just kidding. We shall see. And Jacob DeGrom 9-2. His ERA is 2.13. The Rangers beat the Orioles by the score of 10-2. All right, a couple of other oddities, if you will. The Nets introduced their five first-round draft picks. Demon, Traore, Powell, Seraph, and Wolf. Those are the last names of the five. Sean Marks was there yesterday.
Ah,
all right. And we got the opening remarks.
Well, we've never had three tables up here, so that shows you the size of the draft class, right? First and foremost, I want to welcome all these guys, these young men, to Brooklyn, obviously to our Nets family, and also their families to Brooklyn as well. So it's a special opportunity for us all to, as we watch our Brooklyn family grow and grow like this. It's great.
They're having children.
Yeah, really.
Now, we know we've got, in this draft, you've got kids from everywhere.
Yeah.
And when you draft from all over the world, you get international reporters like this guy.
Hi, Vincent Pialat for the French media, Le Parisien. Question for Sean and Jordi. What did you see on Nolan that convinced you to select him?
And that's Nolan Treor, who they're talking about. I thought it was very classy that Sean would give way to another as like a surprise reporter, if you will, for the follow-up.
Why don't we hear from the young fella first?
Do I go straight to the ass? A little raunchy there, little guy, huh? You're working blue these days. After you did that little stint with that cat and it came out of that thing and you're working blue. It's all right, little guy. Let me tussle that hair of yours, huh? You'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Oh, man, that would be funny. Now, this I didn't love this because this is a weird one if you're a net guy. So Treor was asked if I kept running the French reporter's question. He wanted his impressions of what Brooklyn has been like since he's been here now for a few days. This was his answer. Notice what he says at the end.
My first days in Brooklyn were really good. We started to work since the first day. You know, we're just excited about the journey we can do and excited about the team we can have. And yeah, and that's a great city too, so it's good to be here.
I heard that as if, oh, I wish I was in New York, but this is good too. Right?
It smells like the piss and like the liberal.
He did not say that. Oh, my gosh. Anyhow, should be a lot of fun in Brooklyn. They're going to be very, very young, and I don't think they're signing anybody to a $285 million Supermax contract extension anytime soon. But Shea Gilgeous-Alexander got that from the Thunder. The Knicks getting this big power forward from the 76ers, Gershon Yabusele, 2 years, 12 million. Everyone seems to be thrilled with this pickup.
Yeah, I mean, he's someone that is, he's a fan favorite. One of those guys. Great personality, good. Hard worker, gives you all, you know, he's not one of these overpaid James Harden jerks. He's out there grinding.
Soft. He does not look soft.
He does not. I would
he
agree
with
that.
He looks like he is a tank.
Yes. Be interesting to see who the coach is when they decide to make that decision. I think we all assume it's Mike Brown at this point. But
Rick
nothing.
Brunson's going to be back, though.
Yes, that is very true. We did see that tweeted out yesterday. The Bucks did waive Damian Lillard so they can spread out what they owe him over the next 5 years so they could sign Miles Turner, 4 years, $107 million. And Duncan Robinson goes to the Detroit Pistons. Darren Waller is back in the NFL. He's decided to unretire, and the Giants have sent him to Miami for a sixth-round draft pick. I think there's a conditional sixth or seventh-round pick as well with that.
Hey, that team's going to stink.
The Dolphins or the Giants?
The Dolphins. Well, the Giants, we know. The Dolphins are going to be terrible. Mike McDaniel's going to get fired. You're going to be seeing Zach Wilson throw to Darren Waller in Week 16 and an interim coach in there. They're going to be terrible.
Maybe a dumb question, but because I have to do this, have you ever watched a Mike McDaniel press conference streamed on YouTube with the live comments?
No.
It's entertaining. They hate him down there.
Well, I mean, at this point, I understand why. I mean, it was cute in the beginning. It looked like they were going in the right direction, but no, it's over now.
Yeah, it's worth your time. Anyway, here was Waller. We played this. The Rangers traded Keandre Miller to the Hurricanes for Scott Morrow, a first-round pick, second-round pick. Miller gets an 8-year deal with Carolina worth $60 million. Vladislav Gavrikov, 7 years, $49 million to the Rangers as well. Islanders and Devils with a couple of moves. The Devils re-signing Jake Allen. The Islanders signing winger Jonathan Drouin. So both these leagues really moving and shaking with all the signings and trades. The Indiana Fever beat the Lynx 74-59 to win the Commissioner's Cup. Sophie Cunningham, 13 off the bench. We played earlier the natural sound from that Instagram live video that they did that she was involved in shaking her butt in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And then Caitlin Clark jumped into it as well. So you had that go on last night.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark said well wishes to Red Panda and also said the rest of the league is going to be sick about us winning this. So a couple of things there.
Be sick. They won it and she didn't even play.
Yeah.
And at Wimbledon Tuesday, top-seeded Coco Gauff lost in straight sets to Diana Yastremska 7-6-6-1. Apparently Gauff was seen crying either on the court or walking off the court. She was asked why did it mean so much to her in this loss.
I mean, I'm trying to be positive. I mean, after the match, I definitely was struggling in the locker room. I don't like losing. And yeah, I think for me, the main thing, I'm sure my team and everyone's going to tell me, like, you know, you did well at Roland Garros. Don't, like, be so upset and things like that. But I don't really like losing. And I don't know. I just feel a little bit disappointed in how I showed up today. I feel like I could have been a little bit better.
And we played the clip earlier where she felt almost unprepared because of all the didn't have enough time to celebrate after the U.S. Open win. Not U.S. Open.
French Open.
French Open win. So, yeah, so she loses at Wimbledon yesterday on day one. Same day that Jessica Pegula lost. So the one and the three get bounced in the first round. Before I do Moment of the Day, reminder, you can now listen to The Fan, not only on the Odyssey app, but also the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Interesting.
That's actually kind of cool.
That's an odd partnership there, huh?
That is kind of neat, actually.
But with the more places you can get us, the better.
You find us everywhere.
Yeah.
So, very cool. So, the Hoff did a WFAN Daily podcast. His guest was the very attractive female hockey player, Casey O'Brien, who was just drafted. And, well, I'll just play it from this point. He is clearly flirting with her.
You had a nice little tour today of New York City. I saw you met some cool people. Besides me, who's the coolest person that you met so far?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's been unbelievable. I met John Legend this morning.
I think she's telling John Legend she met Big Tongue Hoff. Casey O'Brien, women's hockey.
She's gorgeous, and she's a great player, and she was drafted third, so nothing against her. But look at Pete Hoffman.
I mean, this is what he's doing. He's finding hot hockey players.
You're beautiful, and you're mine.
What? So I'm looking at the New York Post article. Danya Yastremska, the Ukrainian beauty who shocked Coco Gauff at Wimbledon. And then at the bottom of the article, it says, Danya will be joining Pete Hoffman on WFAN Daily later today.
Not sure if that's true or not, but if you tune in later today, you just might see her with the Hoff.
Yeah, Big Tongue Hoff. Doesn't take showers. Licks himself clean like a cat. God. Have you ever seen him? He licks his paws and then it's like this. And he almost thinks.
The part I forgot to put back in was when you were talking about him trying to catch the flies with his tongue during the interview.
Oh, thanks, Jerry.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow for a big July 3rd extravaganza.
It's the
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's got to take a lot for a season ticket holder to be banned from the games that he has bought for the entire year and loves a franchise, but that's exactly what happened to one Diamondbacks fan who is now banned for the entire year, the entire rest of 2025. His name is Dave McCaskill, and Dave McCaskill now has interfered with four like over-the-wall situations at the field, Chase Field there in Arizona, and it happened again on Monday night. So he's just in these seats, wants to catch home run balls, gets himself too involved, reaches over the wall, and this is now the fourth time that he has gotten involved in this. I mean, this is loser territory,
so
is it not?
So he's the Steve Bartman for the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Well, worse. Well, not really worse, because these situations aren't as important.
Bartman had to go into hiding.
But Bartman did it once in the worst possible time. And yes, then the Cubs won the World Series and everything was forgiven after that. But, I mean, this guy is the fourth offense.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, listen, you can slap him on the wrist a couple times, and after a while, you know, you can't let the guy back out on the streets.
I mean, what's amazing, though, is like this guy, I'm looking at one thing that's missed in this picture of this, his latest interference, is the fact that in his other hand, so his glove is on his hand, he's interfering with the player.
Yep.
In his other hand, he's holding another baseball. So he obviously got another baseball from somebody. Like, and he's welcome back at some point in 2026 under certain conditions. Those certain conditions are you can't sit next to the wall.
Yeah,
man.
Well, certain conditions you can get, you know, you can sit in row 10. But you can't come running down to the wall and get yourself involved.
I'm telling you,
I mean,
man,
that seems like a sickness to me.
Yeah, I agree. And there's that other, like, infamous adult who's always trying to catch foul balls and home runs that's out there. I forget his name. Like, that, I agree. Like, I think that you, there's something wrong with you if you were Zach Hample. Zach Hample,
yeah.
Zach Hample,
like,
that
there's
guy.
There's a mental illness associated with that.
There's something off. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to diagnose, but there's something off with grown men desperately wanting baseballs at games that much.
After this guy was banned, he did say, hey, I'm just trying to catch balls. He goes, I'm a big fan of Zach Hample.
He did
he actually
say that?
Referenced his name, really? And said, I learned a lot from him.
I mean, but like, what are you doing with these baseballs? What are you doing with your life?
You know, maybe you should just go like to a pond and go get golf balls.
People do that, by the way, and then resell them. It's like people getting scuba gear and then go into ponds at golf courses.
I mean, down at the DR, there's a guy that will sell you probably, I want to say, about 72 golf balls, and he'll have them all packaged beautifully, and they'll be all cleaned, and they're all Pro V1s, like people hitting it off the cliffs into the water, and he goes and gets them.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
like
smart.
For $10.
Yeah, I mean, I never could understand this. I mean, and so these one of these guys that if he catches this home run, he's not giving it to a kid that's around. Like, he's keeping the ball for himself.
So he must keep all the baseballs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Zach Hample is what they're doing.
It's a thing, it sounds like, for these guys.
Yeah, for these guys. I mean, everybody's got their thing. I understand. But, I mean, you reach a certain age, getting a ball at a baseball game is just...
Well, especially when you're interfering with the game.
Yeah, I mean, now you've just become a complete joke.
That makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went to the game with him and he's like, watch this. Yeah. Like, he's got it all planned out. And sure enough, a ball comes right where he's sitting and he reaches over and grabs it.
I mean, this guy kind of makes Marlins Man look normal. You know?
Yeah.
Let's go to Roscoe, who's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Roscoe?
Section 102. That's right field, between right field and almost center field. That's my season ticket. Guys, I need at least six baseballs every single game. I ask the relief pitchers. I ask Chamberlain, who's always warming up a pitcher. Whoever's sitting out there, please, my daughter's first game, can I get a ball? The last game I was at, Yankees versus Mets. Six baseballs were thrown out to the outfield. So happened that I caught four of them. My daughter caught one. They were actually calling me a-hole. Because I gave baseballs up for this, guys. Like, it's never enough.
Well, Roscoe, I got to ask you. So when you say it's your daughter's first game, you're lying about that to try to get a baseball?
And it works all the time, guys.
But why are you obsessed with getting these baseballs?
It's just, you know what it is? I love to turn around and look at the crowd and say, look what I did today, guys. And then they ask me, they go, hey, how do you do it? I go, listen, you don't scream at them. Some of them are Latino, so I could tell them in Spanish, oh, yeah, you know, today's my daughter's first game, woo, woo, woo. They'll be like, all right, give me a minute. They'll throw me a baseball. It never fails.
Roscoe, are you keeping all these baseballs or are you selling them?
Well, I'm going to be honest. The Yankees and Mets, I gave two away. Because I'm telling you, they attacked me, but I kept four of them. I'm sorry. I have two daughters and me and my wife, and I pay money. Like, listen, I'm not doing nothing illegal. All I'm saying is, guys, you think you got a baseball for me? Boom, they throw it up. Nonchalant. Set Judge, I get one every game from Judge.
How many baseballs over the years do you think that you've gotten from these games?
I don't go, like, those are my season tickets. I don't go to every game. I go to, like exclusive games.
All right, so how many balls have you collected over the years?
12 or 13 a year. 12 or 13 baseballs.
Where are you keeping all of them?
We use them for batting practice in the backyard, or Sonny eats them. Have a nice day, guys.
Do you believe him?
You're a loser.
I kind of do. Yeah, I actually do. And it has nothing to
do... You sound like you was really into it, yeah.
It has nothing...
You've got to be some sort of special loser.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's not for him, the memorabilia aspect of it, and I got this ball from this particular player. There's something about the excitement of him getting that baseball, almost if like the same feeling that a fisherman gets when he catches a fish. Now, because he's talking about how he did it, how he went about it, sort of the same thing, like baiting a hook and where you go and what location. It's sort of the same thing. However, it's a baseball from another man throwing it to another man. He's lying about his daughter's first game.
Then
uses them in the backyard. I mean that really, like, it really is not
those baseballs in the backyard.
And then, well, I guess he's got a batting cage. But then, I mean, he had the fans yelling at him. That's how many balls he got.
You loser.
Like, I think I caught two foul balls in my entire life going to games. And I guess you could add a third, the one that went off of your nephew's ass. And I grabbed that one because I was the first one to touch it after your nephew's, Randy's ass. And that was a tough spot for me because I had both my daughters at the game, and I'm looking at them, and I'm like, listen, the right thing to do here is to give it to Randy's daughter because...
He got hit with it.
He got hit with it, and he earned it.
He did earn it because if he doesn't get hit with it, it's going into that suite, and it's going to be bouncing around like a ping-pong ball.
Yeah, and a lot of kids were in there, so he took one for the team there, and he earned that baseball. Let's go to Joy in Paramus. What's going on, Joy?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Joy. What's up?
Love the show. Hi, Boomer. Love you guys so much. You're the best.
Thanks, Joy. What's going on?
I have a great baseball story. I was at a minor league game. I was on the phone texting one of my friends, telling her I was at a minor league game. A foul ball comes flying up. I just happened to pick my head up, put my arm up, and caught it. It was like fate. I couldn't have timed that better. The people behind me were having a fit. Put down your phone. You caught a ball. What, like, what exactly are you supposed to do with this ball when you go home? I don't understand the whole obsession with catching a ball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either, Joy. I mean, I think the analogy I gave was somewhat of a good one before, where, like, if you listen to that Roscoe, he's like, I have my, you know, this is the section that I'm in. This is the bait that I use, which is my daughter's first game. I talk to some of these guys, you know, in Spanish, and I get six balls a game. It's sort of the guy like, listen, I looked at the report. It's, I went out at this location at this tide. I used this bait, and I got four fish. And you're like, okay, well, did you bring them home and eat them? No, catch and release. But it was just the joy of being able to do that.
Kind of feel like the guy in Arizona, Roscoe, and other people around, you know, baseball that go to a lot of these games know where to go and how to get a ball from the players.
Yeah.
That's basically part. This isn't like,
doesn't that get old at some point?
For me, for Roscoe, it doesn't sound like he's catching foul balls. He's getting balls thrown to him from players.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yes. And he also is in a section where he's near the bullpen. So I guess if he's near the bullpen, he can also maybe get a home run.
True.
But, I mean,
that's his thing, man.
No, I know it's his thing, but,
and
like,
by the way, it's not like the guy that is reaching over the fence and getting involved in the game. I mean, Roscoe's not doing anything wrong other than probably pissing off the people that he's sitting around.
Well, he's also lying to the players and guilting them into throwing him baseballs.
He's proud of it.
Clearly. But like, at any, is there any sort of self-evaluation spot if you're Roscoe?
Going, what's, like, your problem, bro?
Like, is there like a, what, like, I've got six baseballs in my pocket and I've lied to these players just to get these baseballs? And he goes, I just love seeing, look what I did today.
Yeah,
that's what he
also
said.
But he also says he's paying for the tickets, and, you know, the fact that he's paying for the tickets, he feels like he has a right to do this.
Okay, but you're paying the ticket to get the entertainment of a baseball game. Like, and he has the right to do it, fine, but I'm just saying, like, why? Like, what is it that's so...
Because he can. And because he knows how to touch, you know, to get in touch with one of these players that says, hey, give it to your daughter. Yeah, that's great, you know?
God.
I wonder if his daughter's embarrassed.
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would... I mean, I don't know how old she is, but at some point she will be. Be like, Dad, we're still doing this thing with the baseball? Like, can we do something else? Please, for the love of God, as opposed to lying to baseball players so they throw you a ball about this being my first game. It's not my first game. It's my 30th game. Why are you still doing this? One of the cooler things that happened to me when I was a fan, actually, I went to a Vikings. This was back in the day. I was a super crazy fan. Vikings-Jets preseason game at the old Giant Stadium. And I was like the only Viking fan that was by the bench. The guy threw me a K-ball.
Oh, nice.
That was cool. I got a real
K-ball. There
and
you
actually
go.
I still have it. It has the K written on it and everything. I was like, that was fun.
Yeah, I think I
didn't ask for it either. I was just standing there and he hit me with it. I was like, oh, crap.
I think I gave away 186 balls.
186?
Yep.
Where'd you come up with that
number? Because that's how many games I played in. And after every warm-up, I would take a ball and try to find a kid and throw that kid the ball.
Great. See? There you go. Find a kid. Not somebody like Roscoe who's lying to you.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.